that cantata, somebody turn those lights on, would you? That cantata shows, portrays a story that as a pastor, I got to tell you, I fear greatly. I really fear tonight that there are some of you who have grown up in a church all your life. You've been part of the Christian community your whole life, and it's been part of you, but Jesus isn't part of you. You've never recognized the fact that you are a sinner and you stand guilty before a holy God. And the only solution to your sin problem is Jesus Christ. The story that was played by the girl Casey, you know, that's played out true over and over and over again in churches. Young people grow up in a church and they can regurgitate all the right answers and answer any question that the pastor were to ask them, but they're lost and they die. And they go to hell. Isn't that a shame that you can grow up in a Christian community and say you're a Christian and miss heaven by about 16 or 18 inches from your head to your heart? Because you can know everything but not know Jesus. Now, maybe the Lord spoke to your heart tonight through that. Or maybe you've never really heard a clear presentation of the gospel. Maybe you've grown up in a different kind of a church where the gospel wasn't preached truly, where they added works, where they added maybe what you might say, the law, where you had to be baptized to be saved, or where you had to go to church communion and have your sins washed away through some kind of a sacrament or something like that. But there's only one way. I don't know. You think you guys would be up to singing that song, One Way, one more time? All right, find that song, Josh. I don't even know what it is. But I want you to listen to the words of this song, the choir can stand, and find it. Only One is the name of it. And I want every head bowed and every eye closed, and I want anybody looking around. If you have never tonight received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there is only one way. This young lady said, I had faith, I just had my own version of it. There is no proper faith, except one proper faith. That's it. Jesus is the only way. He did say, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now you listen to the words of this song, but I will also say this. If you're here tonight, and you really, in your own life, you know you don't know Jesus, I want to invite you to come. I'll meet you right here in the front of the church. Someone will take a Bible and show you how you can do what Casey did in the play, how you can get saved. Or if you've never been saved before, you can come and somebody can show you how you can be saved. And don't be embarrassed, because everybody here would rejoice. And not only would we rejoice, but the Bible says there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. So not only would we rejoice here, they would be rejoicing in heaven. So if you don't know Christ, as the choir sings, go ahead. Yeah. You come. And I'll be glad to meet you right here. I don't care if you've been in the church forever, your whole life, doesn't matter. You step out and you come.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He chose and called you out,
Matt,
a people for his own. One way he has ordained, a covering for sin. Shame, a sacrifice must pay, for only blood atones. Only one left his throne,
only
one begotten son, only one spotless lamb could sacrifice.
Only one. Don't be embarrassed. Step out and come.
Entered in the world, but God so loved the world, he gave to us his own. sacrifice to pay and death to overcome.
Thank you, choir. Give them a hand, will you? You may be seated. That right there, now that is a good song, and I want to tell you that is a good song. We have a fellowship right after we're dismissed here. You go out the doors, you go to the right, and all the way down at the end of the hallway is our fellowship hall. It consists of a, you know, like a supper for champions, all desserts. With one exception, I think there's one plate of vegetables, okay. You can have vegetables if you want to, but it's supposed to be brownies, cookies, and I don't know what else is back there. There's a cake back there. There's stuff back there. There's drinks. There's drinks. There's coffee and soda and punch and stuff like that back there. Probably not soda, but stuff like that. And you're welcome to stay with us. You go back there. Please watch your children. Sometimes kids put more cookies on their plate than their stomach can handle, so make sure they don't do that. Now, Mr. Gamut is supposed to come in and give me a thumbs up when he's ready for us to go back there. But I haven't seen Mr. Gamut, so I guess, Faith, if you want to slip your way to this piano over here. And does anybody have a favorite Christmas song you'd like to sing to? Oh, my goodness, Ben. Angels We Have Heard on High. Oh, yes, you can. Bill, Matt, did he get some? Come here, Bill.